Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. We're winding down the second chapter of Paul's little letter to Titus. We've arrived at the 15th verse, which is just a sentence long after the four-verse sentence of 11 to 14. 15 says, "Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no one despise you." So Paul concludes this little passage, which had a great little treatise on the grace of God, by encouraging Titus to be an exhorter. And you know me, that's the big part of my ministry, and it's what I think should become a greater part of more ministries, is the ministry of exhortation, which is to build up, to lift up people, to be a helper of their joy rather than someone who is always doing everything they can to push people down. The last phrase, "let no one despise you," basically deals with what Paul, and I've said this to you before, that Titus and Timothy are very similar books. They're instruction books about ministry. Paul would tell Timothy, "let no one despise you in your youth. Don't let anyone disregard you based upon your age, or disregard you based upon your background." And I want to say more about that in a second, in regards to establishing your own self-worth and keeping it independent of your own of your education or whatever. Before I do, I was doing just a little bit of study of various scholars and expositors on this text before I came in, and I had noticed a commentator who stated that the last verse of Titus chapter 2, "let no one despise you," they interpreted that to mean you don't have to let anybody tell you what you should preach. And I'm only commenting on that because I was so shocked to see such an exegetically improper definition of a scripture. Let no one despise you has nothing to do with not letting anybody tell you what to preach. Why would anybody tell you what to preach? So that's almost irrelevant. Besides, why would, if, I don't know. I've never been involved in a church setting where I had a board of people who sat around and said, "You can't preach this, you can preach this," and I suppose that happens. But that's completely out of context in this regard. So Paul is not telling Titus not to let anybody tell him what to preach, but don't let people despise you. Don't take your self-worth based upon what people say about you. And if there's anything I'd want to say to you as a podcast listener, don't determine your value based upon what other people think of you or how they perceive you. Determine your value based upon who you know you are in Christ. And don't take your place in ministry, for those who are ministers, and put your confidence in how well educated you are or how much you have studied. Let it be in the fact that you realize that God has given you something to say. And if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. This is very simple. You don't have to squeeze and press and push to preach and to teach or to write. You let it flow. It is a river that springs up inside of you. If it is not there, don't squeeze, don't pressure it. And so don't determine your value based upon how many degrees you have or don't have. So, well, I could never be accepted because I don't have. Don't do that. That's allowing people to despise you on their terms. We open the third and final chapter of Titus tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.